Have you ever wondered where the problems in the world today would exist if we had deeper connection to ourselves, others, and the environment, and acted from that place? Welcome to the Conscious Action Podcast with your host, Brian Berneman, who believe that connection is the key to taking conscious action as individuals and creating a better world. We are here to raise awareness and inspire meaningful action by sharing stories, knowledge, and conversations with thought leaders and change makers. From sustainability to well-being and everything related to conscious living, our mission is to empower you to be the change that you want to see in the world. Welcome everyone to a new episode of the Conscious Action Podcast. I am Brian Berneman, your host, and I have the pleasure to be joined all the way from Florida in the US by Tom Paladino. Thank you so much, Tom, for being here, for taking the time, and for sharing what you're going to start sharing in the moment that I'm fascinated by. And I think that this is such a wonderful way of discovering and seeing things and the future. But I'm going to ask you, first of all, before we get into all of that, can you share a little bit about you, your journey? How did you get to what you're doing now?
That's a great question. I work with scalar energy instruments. Behind me is a scalar energy instrument. And the key to my work is I don't work with electricity or magnetism. I work with a different energy spectrum, the energy of the sun, the energy of stars. It's the primal force, what some people call zero point energy. So this, I'm going to point to it. This is a scalar light instrument. It controls scalar light, scalar energy. And in so doing, we can access nature. We have a control. We have a mandate over nature. Any invention should allow you to improve your lifestyle. And I believe this type of invention will allow us to improve our well-being. So we're going to speak about energetic health.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And Tom, before you explain a little bit more about what is scalar energy, more in depth, how did you stumble upon it?
Sure. Through Nikola Tesla. The great scientist Nikola Tesla was the first man to develop scalar energy, scalar light instruments. Tesla discovered that there was another energy besides that of electromagnetic energy. And with that, Tesla's discovery really started a new branch of physics, what some people call quantum physics or zero point energy. I call it scalar energy. So it was Tesla who gave me that impetus. Tesla fired my imagination. And ever since I read about Nikola Tesla, I was convinced that there's another energy spectrum.
You took his inspiration and also his work to actually come up with an instrument.
Yes, that's correct. And it's not my doing exclusively. I've worked with other engineers. Notably, I worked with an American inventor, the Hieronymus family, dating back to 1993. And they were actually the original inventors of this instrument. This instrument is a Hieronymus prototype. And I continue to this day to work with engineers and fabricators to perfect this type of instrumentation. This is a good 120, 130 years of engineering that we've recognized. And I am not the only theorist. I'm not the only researcher. So the point I'm trying to make is this is an ongoing pursuit. Scalar energy, this divine energy, where each generation continues to better understand this emerging branch of physics. And again, the key to this is free energy from the sun and the stars. We want to see the advantage for humanity. We want to see mankind benefit.
Yeah, you know, as we've been talking even before this conversation today, there are so many applications, in a sense, as you mentioned, like this is can be for the betterment of our own well-being, and as well, and I think that this is when I started reading many years ago about Tesla as well, it's, you know, a way of understanding what we would call free energy, that now, you know, like we are energy and where we are getting that energy from is a big thing now in our planet. And it's like, well, we have this energy that is everywhere. How can we tap into it? It's
yes, that's the key. Thank you so much. Yes. So what Nikola and Tesla envisioned was a world that would be run by this energy. This is a miniature star. Again, scalar energy is the energy of the sun and the stars. If I hold a light bulb close to the instrument, this light bulb will illuminate. That's the free energy of scalar energy. Mm. Nothing can stop this. Here, I'm going to show a wooden board cannot stop the transference of scalar energy. If I place that wooden board in front of the Tesla coil, the light bulb still illuminates.
Wow.
So this is the free energy of the universe. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can impede it. Not a board, not a mountain. So what's the point? It's free energy that the stars will emanate, and you don't need a grid system. You don't need wires. You don't need cell phone towers. You don't need satellites. So this energy is inexpensive. It's safe. It's inexpensive in operation. But most importantly, it benefits us. Mm. Does not harm us as other types of energy. There's no pollution. Just the mere fact that I'm close to this instrument, I feel an uplift of my mood. My mood is enhanced. So you can't go wrong. There is no downside.
Yeah. You know, as I work as well in the space of well-being and healing, and it's a lot around understanding, you know, like energy healing. This is that. This is the understanding that we are, yes, physical beings, and also we are energy beings.
Yes.
Therefore, depending on the energy that we are vibrating at, that makes our vehicle to be well or not.
You're right. And this is the new science that we see now. And many people, many civilizations have considered this. Many societies, many civilizations realize that there is energy from the stars and that we are made of that energy, that energy is incorporated into us, mind, body, and soul. For instance, well, many people say, what gives rise to clairvoyance? It's this type of intelligence. How is it that some people can excel at a discipline or a musical instrument? Because they have this gift of scalar light. Others will say, I have healing hands. I can heal with my hands. What is a healing hand? It's energy from scalar energy from your hands. Some people have a great memory. Why do they have a great memory? Because scalar information, scalar intelligence allows them to memorize. So once we put this into motion, we realize that scalar energy touches every aspect of our lives.
Mm. Beautiful. And we can talk a little bit more about how it works for individuals in a moment and how we can actually use it for our own healing. What in the moment is, in a sense, preventing, from your experience, preventing this from actually being more widely used? Like, I mean, I have my own ideas, but
yes, it's just a lack of knowledge. We have to get the information out there, and then to follow that up, why is there a lack of knowledge? In many cases, it is suppressed. If this is a free energy instrument, it only can help. It produces beneficial health benefits. And if this energy does not pollute, you don't need a satellite. Why aren't we using it? It's a lack of knowledge. And that's nobody's fault. However, on the other side of the coin, there are some nefarious forces that don't want the world to realize that there is free energy.
Yeah. It's, you know, I often say to a lot of people, it's like, we live in such an amazing world with so many things that are supposedly free, and we're paying for that. And yes, of course, there's, you know, like, we as well live in this capitalist world where people are trying to, you know, make as much money as possible. Therefore, things that aren't going to make them money are a little bit tricky to implement. And as well, as you're saying, it's a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding, and as well, how most people operate. Because a lot of times, and I'm sure that you get this a lot, I get this a lot, even and without having instruments like that, a lot of people don't believe in energy healing. Like, they are not open to that. They, you know, like, they want to go, and if there's something wrong, they want to go and see a doctor, and they want to go to a hospital or whatever, instead of working with someone that can potentially work energetically. And for me, it's like, well, that I think it's part of what you're saying about the lack of knowledge that is preventing a lot of people from accessing a type of healing that is super beneficial.
I agree. So we're going to change that. And I like the fact that you're astute and that you realize this. Again, this is a new science. And to be very clear, this instrument is custom built. Nobody in the world has this instrument. It's built from scratch. It's custom built. So the purpose of this podcast is to demonstrate that, yes, these are free energy instruments that can light up a light bulb. And that eventually we'll use this to light up our homes. Right now, though, we're using it to light up our chakras. I'll explain to the audience. When I work with these instruments, now keep in mind, this is not electricity. The energy looks like a double helix. I'm going to hold this photograph up. That's a photograph of a scalar wave. That's a double helix. That's emanating from a Tesla coil. Well, imagine that energy will balance my chakras. So what do I mean? When I work with this instrument, it's unique. I don't work with people. I work with only energy fields. I never work with a person. I work with their energy field, their aura, their photographic signature. This is my photograph. If I place my photograph inside the instrument will download its energy and balance my chakras. Now, can you imagine that double helix, that golden light, downloading into me? Well, let's take a look at that. If I place this light bulb close to the instrument, that light bulb illuminates. So what's the point? If we can illuminate a light bulb, then we can illuminate our chakras. So the amount of light going into that light bulb is the identical light that's going into my seven chakras. The new science, in which we don't work with people, we only work with force fields, energy fields of people. The energy field is on the photograph. Meaning what? People can be in two places at once. Your energy field is found on the photograph. You arrive in my laboratory through your energy field. I don't go to you. You come to me through your photograph. Your energy field, your informational field is on that photograph. You can be in two places at once. Now, we can work with one person with a by way of a photograph, or 100 people, or 1 million people by way of their photograph.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I it's interesting what you're saying, because when I work doing a lot of sessions, I do them remotely, and people tell me, like, can that work? You know, like, do I need to be doing something? And I'm like, no, you don't need to even be doing anything. You don't need to, like, you can be anywhere in the world. Energy is everywhere.
Right. So this is the realm of thought. This is the realm of intention. Now, I live in the United States. You live in Asia. Now, but I can think about Asia and you can think about North America. That doesn't mean you have to be in North America. You can simply think and your thoughts transcend time and space. Hmm. Well, that's what this energy is. It's the energy of thought. It's the energy of intention. So we're not working at the physical plane. We're working on the non-physical plane of intelligence, of energy. Hmm. There's no protons involved.
And Tom, when just for people, you know, like you mentioned that you call this scalar energy. Other people might call it quantum energy. Other people, especially, you know, like more Asian or Eastern people might call this chi or prana. Is it all just exactly the same? Is it all just names for the same energy?
Yes. Exactly. Synonymous terms are chi, prana, consciousness, Christ consciousness, the Holy Spirit, zero point energy, torsion waves, longitudinal waves, scalar energy, pyramid energy. All of those describe the other energy besides electricity. Electricity is a different energy. We're working with the other energy, the other spectrum of energy, scalar energy, or what people call chi prana. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting because this opens up a new branch of physics. Now, what we've learned about electricity and magnetism, much of that is true and accurate, but that's only one branch of physics. This is a new branch of physics that has greater potential, much greater potential.
Mm. And how can we as a society, you know, like, I mean, create, or how can we actually grow this new branch of science, or even just from a, like, you have instruments there. Is it to build new instruments? Like, how is this scalable from like a logistical standpoint?
Very good. It's scalable right now. The way I've designed these instruments, the fact that I don't have to work with physical beings, I work with information fields, the photographs of people, that in and of itself will allow me to scale. Earlier today in my laboratory, I was working with 500,000 photographs. Wow. 500,000 photographs. So the only thing that's preventing us from scaling is lack of knowledge. Help me, those of you in the listening audience, help me get the word out. Just tell your family and friends. Now I'm going to explain, if I can start explaining, how does this benefit us?
Yeah.
Remember, we're working with an energy spectrum that's not electricity. So don't think along electrical terms. This is not electricity. Every time I work with this instrument, I work with photographs. I'm going to hold up a photograph. This is a photograph of the fungus, Candida albicans. If I had Candida albicans, I would do this with the instrument and my photograph. Everything is communication. There's an energy field of Candida albicans. I have an energy field. I place both of these photographs in the instrument simultaneously. The energy of Candida albicans communicates with my force field, my energy field. It's not a biological process. It's an informational process. If I had Candida albicans, this fungus, the energy would ascertain the presence of Candida in my force field and negate it, remove it, disassemble it, eradicate it. So we don't work at the chemical level. We work at the energetic level of finding the signal, the signature of Candida albicans, and removing it. That's the easy way to work with a fungal infection, through signatures, through energy fields, not with people, because people have a biological reaction, working with their force field, which is really their double, their body double. My photograph is my body double, my mind double, my soul double. It's my copy. The photograph copies me. I don't work with human beings. I never work with myself. I work with my photograph, which is my energetic copy. And it always works. If a person had Candida albicans, after I work with them, they say, I feel better. It always works because I'm working with light. Light is fundamental. It observes the laws of science. So my work is mistake-proof.
And does it matter what people, in a sense, have or are experiencing? Or can you just put their photo and be like, what needs to actually be healed can be healed?
Exactly. Whatever needs to be healed is healed. To be clear, I'm a researcher. I'm a theorist. I don't consider myself the healing animating force. God is the healing force. I'll give you another for instance. This is a photograph of 15 different viruses. Let's say I had 5 of those viruses, not all 15. Well, the energy would ascertain what virus I have in my force field, my energy field, and eradicate. I don't tell the instrument, I don't tell the energy to look for those 15 different viruses. The energy field knows. It's all knowing. It's the energy. It's the light of God. God knows what virus I have and what virus should be eliminated or negated in my force field. This is the virtue of working with this divine energy. There's no human reasoning. You don't have to think. The intelligence is inbuilt. It's divine intelligence.
And in terms of, like, you know, we are also operating here on a linear time, whereas we also know there's no linear time at the same time. In the healing processes of working with the scalar energy, how does that work in terms of a time? Does it work immediately? Does it take time? Like, or is it different for different people?
It works immediately. Why? All action is instantaneous. Now, how people experience that, I don't know. But light acts in an instantaneous fashion. The results, how people respond, that's many factors. What do I like about my work? It's mistake-proof. The action is instantaneous. I don't work with chemicals. I work with light. Hence, there's no chemical reaction. I never make a mistake because the instrument, the energy, does all the work. This is mistake-proof healthcare, quantum healthcare. It's flawless, flawless.
Beautiful. You know, I think that more and more people, as we are talking, you know, like, I can see this just in my own work, that little by little, more and more people are waking up to the fact that our health system is actually not about healing, and it's not supporting their well-being. And little by little, more and more people are inquiring about different ways of healing. I hope that, you know, like, with this conversation, some of the people that are going to be listening to this are going to want to explore this, so that, you know, they can actually be supported in a different way. With saying that, does it matter the type of photograph that someone gives you? No.
No. When I started in the 90s with the Hieronymus inventors, we were not using email photographs. We were using Polaroid photographs. So the type of photograph doesn't matter. Why? Your energy is like your fingerprint. A photograph carries your identification just like your fingerprint. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share with your audience one other example, then I'm going to show results, or at least testimonies. Let's say I had the herpes virus, or somebody had the herpes virus. Herpes has a signature, a signal, a code. If that signature is found in me, the energy will ascertain herpes, find the herpes code signature in me, and bring it to a state of chaos, remove it, cure it, disassemble it, call it what you will. Now, it's a new science. We have to develop a new vocabulary. Now, it's that simple. Why is it simple? Because we're working with the fundamental laws of science, We don't depend upon any outside source. The energy, scalar energy, does all the work. It has this indwelling intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now, after I work with people, some people have a follow-up test, a PCR test for their herpes. And people tell me that they feel great after I work with them, and many of them do not have symptoms. This is a PCR test from a woman who once had herpes. After this woman sent us her photograph, she had a follow-up PCR test. Hmm. The PCR test is no detectable viral load. This woman has never had a viral load since our sessions. Can that be explained? Not easily. Not easily. Hmm. By the way, I've never met this woman. I don't meet these people. People just send me their photograph. A photograph is your force field, your energy field. I don't work with people. I work with energy fields.
So, and also I should say that, it doesn't matter if it's a photo from now or 5 years ago. It's the same energetic signature.
Yes. And that's a great point. You see, people age. This photograph is 3 years old. But the photograph is always in the present moment. Hmm. Well, that proves in and of itself that a photograph is outside of time and space. We're not working in time and space anymore. The energy field remains the same. Even though I've aged, I don't work with the person who ages. I work with the energy field that never ages. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Totally, yes. Yeah, this is one of the things for me, at least, that I love about opening ourselves to the quantum realm, or a different way of seeing things or experiencing things, that it's beyond what we were taught or beyond what we actually experience every day, which is, there's time and space is not as fixed as we were taught to believe, or that we experience most of the time. This is, as you're saying, this is outside of time and space, because every single thing that is taking place is simultaneous in the present moment, and we are just experiencing it differently. I'm always fascinated by that, and how can we as humans hold those seemingly opposing views at the same time?
You're right. So keep in mind, when I work with this energy, it's intelligence. It works, it operates like a thought, like as if it was cognition. Mm. A thought transcends time and space. A photograph transcends time and space. You cannot stop a thought. You cannot stop scalar energy. Nothing can impede scalar energy. Nothing can impede a thought.
Mm. Wow. And Tom, with that, for energy, to power a house, for example, what is needed in terms of the instruments? How many of those instruments are needed to power a house?
Only one, because you can amplify the energy. I'm working on a means now to amplify this energy. And if I can amplify this 1,000-fold, 10,000-fold, I'll be able to illuminate, light up a city.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So we're getting there. Mm. It's part of the process. We're getting there.
Beautiful. And just thinking, there's so many things that are happening in the world. There's so many people that unfortunately are living in places that there's a lot of diseases, and they don't have access to technology, they don't have access to internet, they don't have access to this knowledge a lot of times. And you're saying, some days you have thousands and thousands of people that you're putting the photograph there.
Yes.
Can this work? Let's say that there's, Doctors Without Borders, or the UN goes somewhere. Could this be a potential big solution for that?
Yes. One of my goals is to work with 1 billion photographs, 1 billion people a year. Yes. So you realize how straightforward this is. Today, I work with 500,000 photographs. Eventually, I want to work in a year with 1 billion people. So you could see how straightforward and relatively simple this is if people get involved and people send us their photograph.
Wow. So for the person, like the process, what's the process if someone like that is listening to us, like, and they are like interested in this, what's the process?
Yeah, very, very straightforward. Go to our website. We have 15 days of free sessions. You just simply email us your photograph. We have an automatic photo uploader. All you do is email your photograph to us. That's it. It's that simple. It's so straightforward. And with that, we do all the work. Now, through your force field, we're going to balance your chakras. I'm going to demonstrate everything you do. I can light up a light bulb. I can light up your chakras. For 1 hour a day, you're going to light up, put energy into your brain waves and chakras. The next hour, we're going to scan for different types of viruses and bacteria. We're going to scan for the herpes virus. We're going to scan for Candida albicans. And all we have to do is match up your photograph, your force field, to these force fields. And the process is instantaneous, as you put it. Very good. It's instantaneous. And then the third modality, we take photographs. They're all photographs because a photograph is a source of light. There's no human interpretation with a photograph. I take photographs of vitamins, and I match them up to my photograph. This is how I receive my multivitamins, by the way. I receive my multivitamins through photographs, not by consuming vitamins. Energetically, I receive the energy of vitamins in my information field, which is the photograph.
No.
So there's so many benefits to be derived from this type of energy. I've just mentioned a few, three of them in particular. As the world understands to a greater capacity what this means and the ramifications and what we can do with this energy, there's thousands upon thousands of applications, thousands upon thousands of functions we can achieve with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
This energy, acceptance of this energy will change the social order. We will change the social order with this energy.
Wow. Yeah, you know, as you're sharing all of this, and I'm just thinking on the, like, all of the benefits, as you're saying, you know, like, there's the benefit of, you know, just from the energy, the grid, all of the pollution, of all of the things that we're actually doing currently to get sources of energy, the benefit that that this energy has for our well-being, which means that then if we are well, and this is just always my point of view, if I am well and you are well, then we are well, and then what we choose to do as a society changes, because we are doing that from a very different space, a very different energy that actually makes the decisions that we are making as a collective very different than what we're doing now.
Thank you. I agree wholeheartedly. So join us. Our website is scalarlight.com. I will spell that S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can send in your photograph, and with your family's permission, their photograph. You can send us your entire family, include your pets also. We'll treat you for 15 days, your energy field for 15 days, not biologically, your energy field on the photograph. You don't have to do anything. Now, keep in mind, this is sunlight. It's helpful. Sunlight is beneficial. It's benign when it's used appropriately.
Yeah.
We're going to balance your chakras. We're going to eradicate pathogens. And then we're going to create, or we're going to assemble in your force field, your energy field, vitamins.
Yeah. You know, Tom, one of the things that a lot of times I tell people when they are starting to be open to working healing in a different way, including this, which is more of an energy healing perspective, I tell people a lot of times that it requires a bit of faith in the fact that this works, because as you're saying, this is not a biological process, this is not an in-person process, this is something that there's that faith or that trust that, okay, this is actually taking place.
Yes, and I concur. It's different. I realize that. And it does take faith. Why? Because you don't see it physically. The energy is invisible. And when you send me your photograph, I work on it every day, but you're not here, obviously. Only you teleport. Your bilocated version, your photograph, is teleported to me. This also gives credence to the notion of teleportation. When you teleport, you can be in two places at once, or you can transcend time and space. Well, your photograph transcends time and space. Why? Because you're not in the electromagnetic spectrum. Your photograph transcends time and space. It's no longer bound to Newtonian physics. You're in a different physics, scalar physics.
Beautiful, Tom. As we are getting, Tom, to a close on this conversation, I would love to know if you can share one message to everyone in the world. Not everyone, of course, listens to this podcast, but what would that be?
Your mind and your heart, your mind and your emotions are scalar energy. Scalar energy thinking, scalar energy feeling. Why do I say that? A thought, an emotion transcend time and space. A thought and emotion are intelligence. You cannot stop. You cannot impede a thought or an emotion. Okay? So everybody thinks, everybody has feelings. Everybody is controlling scalar energy, scalar light. Everybody controls scalar light. It's the life force energy. We all have the gift of scalar energy. I have an instrument, but actually you have something better. You have a mind, and your heart are scalar energy instruments. Use them to your benefit.
Beautiful, Tom. And lastly, once again, if people are interested, and hopefully people are interested in this, where can they find you?
Yeah. The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Visit the website, and we'll work with you for 15 days. All you do is email us your photograph. Go to the website, and you'll have an opportunity to just click a button and upload your photographs.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you, Tom, for that. For everyone listening, I would love to know if this resonated with you. Leave us a comment, whatever it is that you're finding this. Have you already done energy healing work? Have you heard of scalar energy before? Just leave us a comment, whatever it is that you're finding this episode. Tom, thank you once again for taking the time to share this with us. Thank you for bringing this technology into our world in this way, because as you're sharing, you know, this is part of hopefully the future.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Let's change the world with scalar light. This new technology will solve our problems. It will improve our lifestyle. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom, once again. And thank you, everyone, for watching and listening to us. And we'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.
What did you like the most about this episode? Take a moment to think about what change you can make in your life today.
Share your conscious action on social media using hashtag conscious action and tagging at conscious action NZ, so we can celebrate your impact on the world and create a ripple effect.
One easy action we would love for you to take right now is to share, like, and subscribe to this podcast. This will help us get these messages out into the world and inspire more people to take conscious action in their own lives, contributing to the better world we hope for.